calves and stalkers, weighing less than 800 pounds, got the most buyer demand last week. The liquidation phase of the current cattle cycle may be plumb flat. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of April. Based on USDA reports through late Friday afternoon, the only trendable negotiated cash fed cattle trade for the week was steady money in the Southern Plains at $124 a hundredweight. Weekend positioning, reduced tonnage from another storm, and the promise of grilling season demand helped lift cattle futures Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 66 cents higher on the day. Week to week, they are an average of 90 cents higher. Lighter carcass weights remain supportive. For the week ending March 31st, the average dressed steer weight was 7 pounds lighter than a year earlier at 865 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight was 8 pounds lighter at 806 pounds. Plus, analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service say, with the latest widespread storm, there's bound to be more weight loss of nearly finished cattle throughout the Northern Plains. They add that currently, cattle aren't meeting their projected outweights, and the cost of gains are higher than anticipated just a few months ago. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and higher on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was a penny higher Friday afternoon at $228.84 a hundredweight. Select was $1.07 higher at $221.02. Week to week, choice was $1.91 higher and select was 74 cents higher. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out, the beef market is inching ever closer to grilling season and the unofficial start of summer that comes with Memorial Day. However, he says, it may take the passing of Easter before interest in beef begins to soar. Although increasingly volatile, if lean hog futures are any indication, then more beef price support could emerge based on expectations of improved international pork demand stemming from African swine fever in China and Southeast Asia. As mentioned in a recent Cattle Current, Rabobank expects Chinese pork production losses this year of 25-35%. Analysts there note the loss is at least 30% larger than annual U.S. pork production and nearly as large as Europe's annual pork supply. As well, Rabobank expects production losses to exceed 10% in Vietnam, which is the world's fifth largest pork-producing country and a significant supplier to China. The strongest demand for calves and stalkers last week was for those weighing less than 800 pounds, and especially those carrying a minimal amount of flesh, according to AMS. Analysts there note that buyers continue to shy away from cattle carrying too much flesh condition for their weight. Overall, AMS pegged the price trend for steers and heifers at $2 a hundredweight lower to $2 higher. Weather-delayed forage growth and cattle finishing appear to be capping demand currently. On Friday, except for unchanged in spot April and an average of 29 cents lower in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents higher. Week to week, except for 72 cents lower in spot April, they were an average of $1.49 higher across a wide range of 27 cents higher to 327 higher at the back. Griffith explains that feedlots will get more interested in filling pen space as the weather improves and pens dry. In some instances, he says, it appears the market is priming the pump to make a run. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday. Support included quarterly earnings from J.P. Morgan Chase and surging Disney shares tied to its new streaming service. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 269 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 19 points higher. And the NASDAQ was up 36 points. Measured against history, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center say the expansion phase of the current cattle cycle is typical. It may be the liquidation phase that runs against the grain. In the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain cyclical herd growth since the 1970s lasts 5 to 7 years, with peak numbers usually fewer than the apex of the previous cycle. The liquidation phase usually takes 5 to 8 years. Currently, they estimate beef cow numbers at the beginning of next year to be about the same as this year, followed by a negligible reduction in succeeding years. Even though cow-calf returns are dramatically below a few years ago, LMIC analysts say most producers aren't facing financial stress to force substantial breeding herd reductions, which is a contrast to most recent cattle cycles. Although U.S. drought, floods, and/or brutal winter weather could pressure cow numbers lower in some areas, those analysts explain current economics suggest the most modest cyclical herd downturn since the 1958-1967 inventory cycle. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of April. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.